You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Artificial intelligence algorithms are being used to clean up an old recording of John Lennon of the Beatles, and the music is slated for release, being dubbed the Last Beatles Record, with a release date more than 50 years after it was recorded. Dr. Fabio Morreale is a senior lecturer and coordinator of music technology at the School of Music at the University of Auckland. He has unique insight into the restoration process and how AI will impact music production in the future. I started by asking him if the entire song would be using AI restoration or just the vocals.
Well, for what I've seen for like the article, what they shared is they're trying to restore the vocal only. So there's this recording of John Lennon that is suboptimal, let's say. So they refused to use it in previous, you know, release of new material. But then they found that with this AI system, they seem to be able to restore the audio to a good level, but it's just the audio recording. So I think they will like play with their actual instruments, but and only restore John Lennon's voice.
Do you believe Beatles purists will shun the song or give it positive reception?
I think you'd like it, to be honest, because this actual is real John Lennon's voice. There is probably something that the AI will, you know, feel, because again, as every restoration process, I'm not a restoration expert, but you know, even in the visual art, there is always something that is left to the restorer, how do you call it, the person that is doing the restoration.
Yeah.
There's some agency there, but mostly it's actually, yes, it's everything created is John Lennon. So I think they might like it.
What are the ethical concerns of using AI-generated vocals in songs?
Well, when we talk about AI-generated vocals, I think it's a different sort of problem we are talking about, because in the case of John Lennon's and the Beatles, again, is restoration, and I'm quite fine with it. I don't think many people have ethical concerns. When it comes to generated vocals, though, as well as any other generated content, well, there is kind of a lot of ethical problems, to be honest. First of all, these systems are trained, so basically they learn how musicians play by, they basically are trained with thousands of existing songs, but nobody asks permission to the original creators if they can use their music to train AI system. That's the, you know, biggest concern that a lot of artists are voicing, that you haven't asked our permission, we are not having any sort of discussion about that, and it's not surprising. It's not nice, but of course it's not surprising. The typical innovation, you know, in a new techno-capitalist space is always like that. It's new innovation, and then just go on and make whatever they want to make. And then maybe if people start complaining, maybe they will start looking to more ethical ways of doing things. Otherwise, they just hope that nobody bothers them.
Paul McCartney has said this song will be the last Beatles song. Is this true, or could it be only the beginning?
Well, unless they find something else that has been recorded by John Lennon and for some reason hasn't been surfaced yet, I think it's probably going to be the last song. But you know, like nobody thought it was going to be another Beatles song. So probably it's going to be the last, unless they're going to ask the AI to write an entire new song in the style of the Beatles. That is already possible, by the way. But that's a song in the style of the Beatles, not something that actually we know that John Lennon and the rest of the Beatles in the 70s agreed and to write and actually put some creative effort into.
Over the next few years, and we touched on this, people will be able to upload the entire Beatles discography into an AI algorithm and use it to generate bespoke Beatles songs. Do you agree that this is the future?
Well, I agree that probably we're going to go in that direction. I don't like that scenario at all. But also, I don't know how many people are actually going to do it, because it's technically possible, yes. It's going to be technically possible. It's already technically possible. It's going to be better and better. But are actually people going to do that? So is everyone going to generate their own bespoke Beatles song with some lyrics? I doubt, to be honest. That's something that, you know, we're trying to basically speculate what we're going to do with this AI system. And I'm not sure that people are going to do it. I'm happy. Well, I'm not happy, but maybe I will be proved wrong in the future.
With AI tools writing songs using Rihanna and Drake's voices, which you might have heard about, what does AI mean for the future livelihood of songwriting musicians?
Good question, buddy. It requires a lot of time to properly unpack. Well, the livelihood of musicians and the scenario is already highly impacted by streaming, and because absolutely detrimental for most musicians. Maybe these big musicians will still have a living, will make a living with music because of all the sponsors, and maybe they will be just uploading songs specifically on AI for people to maybe buy these recordings so they can train their music. But for emerging artists, that's where streaming has been particularly bad for, and I think this difference between big artists and emerging artists is going to be amplified by AI systems, because probably nobody's going to train their music with some sort of unknown emerging artist. And also the other thing is, in terms of innovation in music, so these AI systems will probably not be incredibly creative in terms of proposing something new to listeners, also because listeners tend not to like that. I'm talking about average listeners, of course, not kind of music aficionado. So like when AI averages answers, like the same thing as it does with ChatGPT, right? It never gives a incredibly sophisticated answer. So it's, kind of okay. And the same thing is going to be about music. It's going to make an okay music that most people are going to be happy with because they just put it in the background when they're training or running. But musical innovation can stagnate.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think human-made music will always be the best.
Yeah. It's a big space that we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we're going to be proven wrong in the future. But at this point, I completely agree, yeah.
That was Dr. Fabio Morreale on AI used in songs, including the new Beatles song.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.